There are only two words you need to remember when you're making your list and checking it twice this holiday season. Tommy John, the revolutionary men's underwear brand that's redefined comfort for guys everywhere, including moi. All Tommy John underwear is crafted from lightweight, breathable fabrics that move with you, never against you. That means the legs never ride up, the waistband never rolls down, and it's impossible to get a wedgie. Tommy John underwear also features a game-changing horizontal quick-draw fly plus a breathable contour pouch to nestle the goods. Innovation never takes a day off at Tommy John. Even during the holidays, they're constantly thinking of new ways to help guys feel more comfortable, like patented undershirts that stay tucked in and pull perspiration right off your body, socks made with proprietary stay-up technology, and a whole lot more. Plus, all Tommy John's underwear is backed by their best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. With over 500,000 upgraded men who have gotten into this comfortable lifestyle with Tommy John's, well, there's only one Tommy John, and there is no adjustment needed. So, give the gift of life-changing comfort for the holidays to yourself or someone else with Tommy John. Go to TommyJohn.com/ya for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/ya for 20% off. Get extravagant, fantastic, beautiful savings with exclusive holiday day deals only at TommyJohn.com/ya.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, maybe.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 da.
Nice.
Young and Happy. Gonna be your podcast. Young and Happy. Gonna be your podcast.
Then what you eating on, brother?
Pretzel.
Ben's doing the unprecedented pretzels along with cookies at the same time, and he's mixing them around in his mouth, which is sick. But also, you have chocolate covered pretzels, so these chocolate cookies with the chocolate pretzels, we're gonna give Ben a free pass.
You know what I was reading about today?
What?
While you guys were gone, milk.
Go on.
Because of our show. It got me thinking about milk when we went to Michigan. We were doing the Harbaugh thing, and we went and milked cows and to see it was a Harbaugh joke, and then they started telling us all this information about milk. And then as of late, and you hear so many people talking shit about milk. They're talking about how it's like not healthy for you, and you shouldn't be drinking milk, and humans shouldn't be drinking other humans' milk, and you should only be – and so I was like, yo, what is the deal with milk? I said, I'm tired of wondering about what's going on with milk. I'm going to look it up today. I'm going to figure out what is the deal with milk. And so I spent probably an hour of today.
Well, we're waiting.
This is a classic case of, and I'm probably still at this point, but knowing enough to be dangerous. I read the first article because this is another thing. I've been getting the macadamia milk from Matcha.
Sure.
The matcha latte with macadamia milk. And so I went down and I was reading about the vegan milks, or which are the non-dairy products that are milks, like almond milk, macadamia milk. And I read that the macadamia milk and the almond milk, actually, it's just not so sweet because it is too sweet. They're adding sweetener. So it's like you're really just getting like extra sugar added to water. It's like sugar water, basically. It has barely any traces of like almond property or macadamia property. It's basically just like sugar
hoodwinked.
Water.
I feel duped.
And so I go down to matcha, and I said, yo, tell me, is your macadamia milk just for macadamias, or did you guys have the one that has added sugar? And she's like, we have added sugar in all of our non-dairy products.
Yo.
And so I did. I was like, you know what? I want whole milk. Because I was reading a study.
Because that's what they said. That's what they told us at the farm, that whole milk is like the money milk. Like, you want whole milk. You're getting more nutrients. You're getting everything in the milk, and you're not getting it all skimmed out of it, for lack of a better word.
And I had probably spent 15 minutes of research going into the matcha. And one of the articles I read was about how your brain health, in one study, your brain health is tremendously better if you have been drinking milk, three glasses a day, they found some type of...
That's just so much milk to be drinking.
It's way too much milk. Yeah. It's impossible. You had to do a latte, milk with two glasses with dinner, maybe?
Two glasses
I could
of
do
milk?
Two glasses with dinner.
I could.
Milk's nice.
Yo, I've been... Since we went to that farm, I've been experiencing the same love and interest in milk. I just can't get enough milk. And
but listen, you're going
to
hate to hear the next part of this.
Oh, no.
So I get my milk, and I come back up, and I finish my research period, probably 30 to 45 more minutes.
And your milk?
And the milk. Drink the whole thing. It tastes great, but, dude, I think that it's actually bad.
In what way?
So there's something in milk, and after I read more and more, this kept coming up. There's something in milk that's fine when you're a kid. It's made for kids. I mean, it's made for baby. If it's for cows, it's made for, what, calves or whatever, and human milk from the mammary gland. Ben, didn't you say you thought it came from dicks?
Did you, Ben? Be honest.
You said something along those lines.
I don't remember the context situation. But
something like that. But, you know, human babies is great for human babies, but you reach a certain point when you should stop consuming milk, and then you lose something inside of you that helps take the lactose. People say lactose intolerant.
Right.
Because there's lactose in milk, and really, you pretty much lose that ability to, like, digest tolerate milk.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why older folks are less tolerant.
Exactly. And some people, I think there's a sliding scale, probably just like maybe sexuality, where you can maybe digest milk better and other people who can't, but... It actually could be very disadvantageous to be drinking milk in your older years. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't think I'm going to be doing milk anymore. Cheese is fine because with the fermented stuff, yogurt's fine because the fermented stuff, it kind of cooks it out.
Really?
It's so, lesser extent. But just drinking straight up whole milk, that's a dance with the devil, my friend.
I thought that it was a little bit painful on the back end at times to just be blasting a bunch of milk into my body because it seemed to blast out. But also, I have been drinking more milk recently since we went to that milk farm, and I don't mind it. I have gotten sick a couple times, though, so that could have something to do with it.
That's a hard thing. Then you start thinking about, well, was that the reason I was sick? Because I was
drinking
milk?
You're overanalyzing.
Anyway, that's what I did when you guys were gone today.
I appreciate it. It was, I want to rewind all the way to the beginning of the statement because you said, guess what I was doing when I was what I was reading today. You want to know what I was reading today, you said. And today, Ben and I were recording a music video at Rhea's house. And we talked to Rhea's dad, and he said at 6:30 one morning he came downstairs, and you were just in their kitchen reading.
I'm a reader. I've told you guys that.
But at 6:30 in the morning?
I don't know why 6:30 in the morning. He might have been doing the old New Jersey spin on that one.
Yeah, it was 6:30 in the morning. This guy's reading.
Yo, Long Island. I'm sorry. Long Island, New Jersey, the same place.
To you.
To everyone. Ben's from New Jersey. Just shook his head.
Well, it's not the same place, but...
They look similar.
Jersey Shore people are Long Island people.
And Rhea's family is the most Jersey... And I love her family, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all. It's just they are the most stereotypical New Jersey family that's from Long Island that you could ever meet.
It's a Jersey Shore family.
They're great.
It's like city sensibilities, but they're like it's laid out like the suburbs. Like there's a kind of toughness there.
Mix between Jersey and New York.
The accent's off the chain.
But the people they're so salt of the earth. Rhea's family, yeah. They're like all such good people from today meeting all of them.
You meet her sister and her brother.
I met her brother. Not
what do they
sister.
Think about the fight? The rough and rowdy fight.
Mr. Chufo was training Hank in the. In the garage, and about 50 times I heard him say, "Hit that bag, you chinless fuck." A million times he was calling him a chinless fuck. They could get a supercut of him
serious?
Just being chinless fuck, chinless fuck, chinless fuck. Like you could hear it through the wall.
That's something that lasts. Like that's not,
yeah.
December 15 come and go, and he'll still be thinking about that.
God damn, I that hurt me. But I think that they're pretty gung-ho about the entire thing. It's going to be interesting. It That's sure awesome. Is going to be interesting.
Yo, I didn't mean to derail the show because we do have some music topics.
But while we're on the subject of the fight, Caleb and I do have a huge part in the Rough and Rowdy. So if you're fans of Young and Happy, definitely watch the Rough and Rowdy. Rough and Rowdy 1 on December 15th, which is this Friday. You're going to see Caleb and I all over it. Like we're going to be... We went down there. We did our intel. We know the storylines. We know the fighters better than anyone. We should be selling fucking picks for these fights. But we're going to be interviewing the fighters before the fights, after the fights. We're going to be doing boots on the ground stuff throughout the entire armory where the fight is being held. So definitely come fuck with us. Check that shit out on December 15th. You can go to roughandrowdybrawl.com.
Oh, yeah. Just go to Barstool on Friday night. It'll be everywhere.
Shit will be there.
Okay. So in music news today.
Boy.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Migos.
Qua.
LeBron James. And wasn't there something about Prince Harry?
Yeah, Meghan Markle's flexible as hell.
Let's start with that.
Yo, Meghan Markle, we learned this shit on Media Takeout, which this headline may or may not be true, but guess what? It is true.
I just saw Colby in the production room take a huge vape.
Damn, boy. Enjoy being on blast, brother. Meghan Markle shows off her flexibility, .. Dang, .. No wonder she got Prince Harry to propose so quickly. Holy shit.
What are the pictures of? I haven't seen the pics.
It's a link to a video that doesn't work. So
maybe because the royal family in Britain got it dismissed.
Okay, here's a picture.
Or the picture did came up.
She is doing
Daily Mail.
She's doing a yoga pose where she's kind of pulling her leg
Great
up.
Great hip flexibility.
Yeah, her hips do well.
Her flexors.
Yo, it is really good hip flexibility, but we're giving her a little bit of a pass because she's a celebrity.
Let me see this.
Her hips could be
she's
a little bit lower
too.
To the ground.
White's deceptive.
Her spine could be up and down a little bit more. And fellas, I had a yoga class that was supposed to start in 5 minutes, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm missing yoga to talk about this chick's flexibility, so I'm going to yoga snob.
That's a talking point for you.
Buddy, I talk about yoga.
Scheduling yoga that's impossible to get to and then talking about missing it.
Dude, because there's only 2 days a week where they have beginner's yoga.
That's why you got to take the intermediate, dog.
I can't fucking take the intermediate. I'm not there yet, bro.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
No,
there's
dude.
Nothing you can do in yoga that you're going to that you can't learn on YouTube.
But they like the way they take you through it, and it's just like the self-consciousness of being around the other people in the class. Dude.
Do you imagine that if you go to the intermediate, you're just going to be completely lost?
I'm going to be over my head. I'm going to be fucking swimming. It'll be too hot. It'll be fuck. I'll be falling
Wait,
over.
Is intermediate hot yoga?
I don't know. I've never been to any.
That could be too much.
They have so many other classes. They have like the pararanga and the chaturanga, and like I can't fucking go to any of these classes because I don't know what they are, and I only am comfortable in the beginner's class. I'm only comfortable. Other beginners cycle through and move on to other classes. Yeah, I'm here with my white belt in yoga.
When we go to West Virginia Thursday morning, we're basically going to have 48 hours before the fight. You trying to see what they're talking about in West Virginia at the outlet mall, see if they got a yoga class?
Dog, you trying to go to yoga? Would you go with me? You're probably naturally limber as hell, though.
If it's in the strip mall, I'll go.
I'm not naturally limber, though. You're naturally limber. You probably bend over and put your hands flat on the ground like a primate.
But you're naturally
I have the desire
buoyant.
To be limber.
You're buoyant.
I can float like a motherfucker.
She looks good.
Meghan Markle is doing some yoga. She's getting that's some good lines.
You think
right
that's
there.
Really why Prince Harry likes her is because she's good at yoga?
She's flexible. Maybe
you think you got a shot with Prince Harry?
If he's into basic bitches like me, I had eyeliner on for this video earlier. I was feeling like a real basic bitch, and then I do these yoga classes, so I'm looking like a real basic bitch.
Yeah,
like,
when I see these clips of you doing pop punk, not is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't know if that was confirmed. I don't know why you don't like. I don't know why that you ever come out of that character.
That should be my look, right?
You would just be. You would be a superstar. Not that you're not, but you would be like. You would be like. 1975, the guy from 1975.
A superstar in what genre?
Pop punk.
You'd have to do the talk at all times.
It's like, it's exhausting to be in this character all the time. Like, even when I'm doing it, Robbie's like, yo, this dude's method acting. But it's like, I can only bust out laughing if I'm not just like, ugh, the whole time. Just like, super exasperated about it. So, I mean, it is a good look for me. And it is a...
You're a heartthrob.
A landing point when I get to that look. And I don't necessarily always have a landing point in fashion, so maybe that's the look I should focus in on from now on.
What is a landing point in fashion? That's just something that's
no.
Like,
I just was. I just meant like it's a specific look to go for, and I'm not really like going for a specific look every day. You know,
right?
Some people are. Some people. What are some looks that we have in the office that people go for?
Trashy.
Star Wars swagless.
Swag.
Star Wars fan, Robbie.
Star Wars. He has swag. It's Star Wars swag, but it's swag. We have guys who don't have any swag. We have guys who try to have swag who don't have swag. We have guys who look like they just walked in from another place of work. We have Coley.
Coley doing his whole own thing.
Who's your favorite style in the office?
I mean, honestly, Caleb, you're for sure up there.
I gave serious thought of like, should I put my extra savings that I have into style?
And what did you think?
Bitcoin.
Yep, crypto.
Yo, Post Malone says in a Narwhal interview. Narwhal is one of the legendary interviewers of the internet. that he only has one good song, meaning White Iverson. Thoughts?
I can't hate on him. Actually, I can't hate on him saying that, bro. You're old trying to be humble-ass fucking, oh, I don't even have any good songs. I don't even like any of my own songs. Man, shut up, fucking Post Malone. You fucking know you have other good songs, and you know people congratulate the hell out of you for congratulations.
Congratulations!
And you can't just take the fucking, you can't just be graceful about it and be like, oh, thanks, I worked really hard on that, and I'm proud of my work. Like, stop it, bro.
Pillies. Do you think that it's because that his White Iverson was so good? White Iverson is a smash.
Watch out, oh, watch out, oh, watch out, yeah.
It's like, do you think that it's because that level, that precedent is so high that congratulations, Rockstar. Like, Rockstar set all the records. I thought that 21 Savage made that song. I thought without 21 Savage, that's not, it's nowhere clear, close to,
it's not close to White Iverson.
Man, I feel just like a rock star.
It's like a cookie cutter trying to make a hit song. Like, just saying rock stars, like, I feel like a lot of rap stars have done that.
I heard White Iverson, I was like Googling, who is Post Malone? I was looking at the crazy pictures of him at South by Southwest with the grilling and the braids. I was like, he's like smoking cigarettes. It's like, what is this guy? What's he up to? Like, that was, I'm trying to think, and throughout my history of listening to music, other songs that have made me that interested in artists. Just one song.
Call Me Maybe.
Hey, I just met you. Carly Rae.
That put her on the fucking map.
I got into her lifestyle hard for a while. Talking about landing points, I was Carly Rae for a while.
I remember when that shit was bananas. When that song came out, I remember driving around in the car just like wanting to hear that song. Just like changing radio stations.
You went
like,
to Gwen Stefani's house, bro, from that TMZ tour. You were like, yeah, I'm going to talk to her.
I'm going to speak with you, Stefani. I really felt that way. I know we've been really bumping that song a lot on Young and Happy.
Are we getting payola scheme for B-A-N-A?
We should be. Go ahead. Hit the fucking jack. Let us secure something.
Yo, you guys are going to think I'm getting payola for this. Faye had another great song.
Faye's a hit maker. I fuck with Faye. I fuck with him heavy. But back to Post Malone real quick. I think that he's taking his new tattoo of the thorns, the crown of thorns, a little bit too seriously. He's going for like a heavy lies the crown, like, oh, I'm so beleaguered and I only have one good song. Okay, your first song was your best song and you're still trying to chase that, but like either sell the shit out of your stuff or like, I mean, you can't just, I don't know.
No one's hotter than Post Malone right now.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think he should try and pretend he's not.
Speaking of hot boys, Frank Ocean.
Hot boys.
Frank Ocean is going to have his own station on Grand Theft Auto. The update for Grand Theft Auto, I guess, is internet gaming for pretty much all systems. It's going to be 97.8 if you're trying to listen to it. Blonded Los Santos. Los Santos.
That's dope as hell.
What do you think Los Santos means? Los Saints?
Los Santos? Yeah, probably.
Los Saints.
Santos Claus? Santos Little Hupper?
Would you consider Ron the Saints Santos? Lost this year?
Yo, the Saints are getting it together with Drew Brees, so I wouldn't say the Saints are lost. I think that they're more found this year than lost. People kind of counted them out, and now they're fighting. That NFC South is a tough division, though.
Ron, personal question for you. What's the most valuable item you ever lost to the Lost and Found?
Yo, fuck.
I've lost countless cool lunchboxes.
Yeah?
Like designer lunchboxes, like Superman lunchboxes. Batman lunchboxes, sports teams.
That's tough.
I think I had a Panthers.
Why are
lunchbox.
You losing all the? Yo, someone was. Did they find them in the Lost and Found? So they made it to the Lost and Found.
Yeah.
I mean, I left a laptop at a tray in an airport that made it to the Lost and Found at the airport. That was the most valuable one, I would say.
That would have been an easy answer for you.
I was trying to dig back further in history. Like in high school, I remember having like bringing a bunch of video games in my bag, a bunch of PlayStation 2 games. I brought them into high school because I was going to go over a friend's house after school, and I thought they got lost, but it turns out that there's a kid stealing in my high school.
No.
And there was a thief in my high school.
My best friend in eighth grade, Bo Connard, brought oregano to school in a Ziploc bag and told everybody it was weed.
That's dope as fuck.
And got in big trouble for that. And looking back on it, I'm like, that was pretty stupid.
Who did he get in trouble with?
I guess he was telling everybody he had weed, and then he like
tried. And like some nervous ass kid was like, "Oh, Bo's got weed."
Yeah, exactly.
And they fucking looked
and
it up.
Oregano.
Damn. And how did he get in trouble?
Telling people he had weed, I think.
I used to roll up pieces of paper in my desk, just like single pieces of paper, and leave them at the edge of my desk, hoping that like someone would find them and be like, "Is this a joint?" Like you just you hiding joints in your desk, but no one ever.
That
no one ever
like,
was
that sounds like
suspicious.
You. That's on brand for you.
Yeah, that was fifth grade.
It's your boy Bill Clinton. This is Young and Happy. When I was younger and happy, I used to stick my dick into all kinds of shit. Shout out to me for that.
Also in the news, Migos. Migos have cast a Joe Budden lookalike in the Ice Tray video. In the Ice Tray video, they made fun of Joe Budden. I don't remember exactly what they said. You remember, Ben? If a nigga hating, call him
Joe Budden. They're saying Joe Budden's a hater.
And they rebranded the Everyday Struggle, the Complex show. And they have the setup. It has DJ Academics, the girl. And no hate to the girl. I just don't recall her name.
No, that's what she goes by.
The girl.
Nadeska.
She's pretty typecast.
I believe it's Nadeska.
They really nailed that one. Anyways, they renamed Everyday Struggle to Old Rappers Struggling.
Damn, roasted.
Did he just give DJ Academic street cred calling him a rapper?
Damn, that is huge. They said old rappers. They gave him multiple. I don't think that Joe Budden deserves the hate that he's getting from the Migos. I are you on Joe Budden's side or you hate
no,
Joe
I
Budden?
No, I don't hate Joe Budden because I like Slaughterhouse. I really like Slaughterhouse. Before I put two and two together, whenever I just saw Joe Budden, the talking head, and I didn't put together that he was in Slaughterhouse, I hated him. But since he does have like some sort of credibility to back up what he's saying, I also like you can see right through him. You know what he's doing. I don't think he's near as talented as like Charlamagne Tha God or some of these other guys who are kind of shock jock but also can like really back up their points. I think Joe Budden's pretty.
He's Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. is even way better. It's like those
Joe
guys
Budden,
can talk,
I think Joe
talk
Budden's pretty
circles around anybody. Joe Budden's not talking circles about anybody. He knows the point. He knows like if I
yeah,
say
he
this,
makes his points though. I think he lands his points. Yo, your boy Zach Fox went in and defended Joe Budden the other
why?
Day
what
on
he say?
Twitter. He just said like, yo, he makes salient points. Boy, is salient.
Was he kidding though?
No, he was serious, I believe. But he could have been.
Zach Fox is not known for being serious.
Yo, but he could be using his platform.
We should have Zach Fox on the show.
Yo, we've said it before and we'll say it again. Zach Fox, you would be a value add, and we value your brain.
And you are welcome, anytime.
You're welcome. Not that. There's like a thank you or you're welcome type thing going on.
Yeah, but thanks
but like,
for everything you've done for us.
You are welcome, man. Thank you. We respect it.
LeBron James has a new. Oh, we didn't even talk about this, did we?
Mm-mm.
The last one. I just read the headline. What do you think? It's okay? Migos, they just.
I mean, Joe Budden is a super hate-onable guy right now, and he's making a successful transition from being a rapper.
They almost fought at a award show.
And I don't think that. I mean, I don't think either of them really want those problems. I think Joe Budden got, like, bullied the fuck out of him by the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, I'm pretty sure they pretty much, like, kidnapped him. And I think that the Migos are all skinny, three blind mice-looking dudes. So I don't think it's going to – I don't think either way it's – no one wants to see that. That's
– You guys think Migos have more guns?
Equate Migos and Joe Budden to Hank and Tex. Who is who?
Migos or Tex, Joe Budden's Hank.
And so who wins in the fight?
Tex.
Wow, let's go.
3-on-1, more guns. No one's ever going to actually fist fight.
Ben loves fucking Joe Budden.
Really?
No, I like him though.
He likes fucking Joe Budden.
I like watching Everyday Struggle a lot.
So you don't fuck Joe Budden?
Who do you like, DJ Academics or Joe Budden?
I don't think I even like either more, but I did used to listen. Or watch, she doesn't really talk much on it, but I've used to watch DJ Academics videos, but I like, they just are like, they're like the first take of sport, or they're the first take
music.
Of music, I think that's what they went for, or of hip hop.
I feel like a lot of people are trying to duplicate what they're doing right now. I follow Murder Mook on Instagram, he's always trying to post some videos like that, and I think
he
that
debate
they're the,
somebody?
Yeah, they debate, they like... It's not good. It's not as good as unfortunately it's not as good as Academics and Budden. So I have to give Academics and Budden respect.
Yo, I went down a rabbit hole of Dame Dash videos on his Instagram, and
he's a legend.
He is a legend. He has like his whole like Dame Dash network. He has his like wife or his girlfriend who does like a Dash Diabetes Food Network, and like the whole show is her serving diabetic food dishes to Dame, and he just says like, this is great.
Yo, I met Dame Dash at Murder Mook introduced me to Dame Dash one time when I was shooting a pilot before I started working at Barstool with Murder Mook, a guy named MK Asante who wrote the book Buck, and they pulled up, they brought fucking Dame Dash out. He just pulled up to a hotel. They were like, come out into the parking lot, and we just like stood in the parking lot for like 15 minutes, and then Dame Dash pulled up, and he just like shook hands with everybody, took a couple blurry pictures, and got the fuck out of there. Man, was that
post?
Shit cool.
What filter?
I didn't post the pictures. Or actually, I could, might have. I'll find out right now, but I don't even think I posted the pictures of Dame Dash. I just let everybody else post it.
This
I,
is a good moment to remind people that you have a picture with Drake.
Yeah, I also have a picture with Drake. Don't want to brag or anything like that.
LeBron James has
Drake posted it on his Instagram, all right?
Drake posted it on his Instagram?
And he said, Ronan the Baby Prince. He didn't tag me, but he posted a picture of me and him on his Instagram.
The fact that you don't repost that all the time.
In 2015. That was 2 years ago.
He was like maybe the hottest ever at that point.
I was in the Tuesday video.
You were?
Yeah.
Doing what?
It was like a shot of me like going like this.
Wait, how
like
did
what?
You get into
like
that?
A blurry shot of the cop. I was at someone's house, and the directors like were like going around shooting. You know the McConan head?
Yeah.
They were like going, bringing the head around and like shooting it at places. I was with Yofre. And we were at some house in Hollywood, and like they came, and it sucks though because they did this shot where it's like blurry, so that it's the back, like the people are blurry, but you just see like me. And I have like my I'm Schmacked hoodie on, and you see like the logo.
It does say I'm Schmacked in.
You can't. It's blurred, but like I have it on my Instagram.
Here's a picture of me with Dame Dash, September 30th, 2016.
It's not a blurry pic. That's a good pic.
That's when he came through to the set, and I realized that showing pictures to one another maybe isn't good radio, but maybe.
Oh,
let me describe
it for everyone listening. It's sick. Also, listen. LeBron James has a new Apple playlist. Basically, he just made a playlist. Like, he's made a playlist, and they put it on Apple, and it's news. That is news, folks.
Do you think that maybe it could get onto, like, Grand Theft Auto or something like that? Which is a weightier playlist, dude?
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. I actually thought whenever I saw the news about Frank Ocean, I was like, that's really cool. Like, that's a cool thing to do. Like, if once you get to a certain level of fame and money, you can just kind of do cool stuff only. You don't have to worry about making more.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing to do. Like, I want to get my favorite video game, I'm going to have a station on that.
And it's a good way to learn someone's music because people will just sit on that fucking, in that car, driving around, smashing people up. Like, I learned the shit out of songs by listening to them on radio stations on Grand Theft Auto.
I was listening to some the other day, and they said that's how, was it Green Day got popular? Maybe not Green Day, maybe Good Charlotte. Good Charlotte went from no fans to every single fan being on Madden.
Yo, their video game presence was crazy. What was that fucking Madden song that could
feeling this.
I got it, McDuck. I'm feeling it.
Shout
take
out to Good Charlotte.
Your hand in mine only when I want. Was Good Charlotte pop punk?
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, listening to those songs is what taught me to do the pop punk voice. That's why. I want to be
play
in
Madden.
Bro, all because I was smashing buttons.
Tell me this. I've been asking you a lot of personal questions today, but to finish the show, what if you had all the fame or money that you needed to, you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, and you have pretty much any opportunity to do something cool like that, what would you do?
Like, I would want to have my song as, like, I would want to make some team's, like, entrance song, especially a team that I like, really liked.
That's
like, to be able to, like, blast a song, like, in the stadium, and everybody's getting hyped, the players are getting hyped, and they're coming out to your song, and you're, like, fucking sitting there just in a box over them, empty box. No one's sitting there with you. You just get to fucking zone in and just sit there fucking smashing chicken fingers and fries, but no one's looking at you or judging you, and you get to watch your team. And the whole stadium is packed. Every other box is completely full, but you're just sitting in a 20-person box fucking drinking a cup of lobster bisque, fucking just funneling it, ready to watch your team, and then they play the song, and you fucking stand up. You're spilling fucking soups everywhere all over because you're just so fucking hyped, fist pumping, and just completely psyched that they're playing your song. Everybody's going nuts. Your favorite players respect what you do, how you respect what they do. You're helping them win. They're helping you win. And symbiosis is at an all-time perfect yin and yang. What's yours?
you wouldn't want to, like, the whole season they've been playing it and getting super hyped, and then they make it to, like, the NFC Championship, and then you go on the field and perform it, and it's even liver.
Yo, like when Mac Miller, when the Flyers did their Hard Knocks, they had the song, dun, da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Knock, Knock.
Exactly. And
great song.
They like it was their song, and they played it after every game, and that like that to me just looked and sounded like the coolest thing. So it would be cool to have them play it the entire season and then just fucking blast off with it at the end.
Mine would probably be like a traveling speaker, but like speak like go to coolest conferences, like go to like, you know, wherever, Scotland or just anywhere.
You want to be a traveling speaker?
Just a speaker.
Dude, that would be sick. Give a TED Talk?
Just give
talks. What would you give a TED Talk on?
I haven't figured it out yet, but I certainly could find something. I think I could give a pretty salient speech with a salient point of view.
Dude, there's no doubt in my mind that you could speak. What would you wear? Like something, like a full futuristic outfit, or like would you dress like an academic with padded elbows?
Ooh.
That would make you look smart as fuck. Like a pipe, a book. Like be like, oh, I was just reading this book while I was on stage.
Oops.
Sorry.
Is it really 6:30 in the morning? Yeah. Anyways, that's Young and Happy today. Thank you for joining us. As always, subscribe and tell your friends about it if you like it, if you think they'll like it too.
Maxo, bust down. Maxo, bust down. Seal up, break it down. Wrap it up, weigh it up. Bust it down, open up, vacuum seal. Trapping in the Vaco, it's a buzz down. Got it in a whole name, she's a buzz down. We don't even serve here, we just buzz down. Got my shooters on the roof, gon' make them buzz down. Trap out the bag, it's a buzz down. Run through the grass like a touchdown. Play Jane, really no buzz down. Try to take my chain, I'ma buzz down. Buzz down, see a little buzz down. Buzz down, buzz down. 30 rounds, 50 rounds, 100 rounds. Gun them down. Stay 10 toes, I'm down. 10 toes. Jenny Craig with them pounds. Get them off. Diamond dance like Chris Brown. Nigga, my water don't dry. Neck web like baptized. Church. MJ with the 4-5. Fade away. Trap house, trap, no bun. Hey, what? Wrapping up a pack like a mummy. Two for the ace of junkies. Serve from fake to a dummy. Got a lot of young crash dummies. Go roll rap with the tummy. Trap out the Vico apartment. I move the dope in abundance. Buzz down the quarters and onions. I split the pot like some cuffers. Trapping in the Vico, it's a buzz down. Got it in a whole name, she's a buzz down. We don't even serve here, we just buzz down. Got my shooters on the roof, gon' make them buzz down. Trap out the bag, it's a buzz down. Run through the grass like a touchdown. Play Jane, really no buzz down. Try to take my chain, I'ma buzz down. Buzz down, see a little buzz down. Buzz down, buzz down. 30 rounds, 50 rounds, 100 rounds. Get them down. Occupy a vacant, yeah. Trust my decorated. Joysticks like PlayStation. Selling gas like station. Can't keep my clients waiting. My patience impatient. Cairo marinating. Palms in the basics. Chickens in the den. Pigeons in the kitchen. Quarter birds in hand. Clip post 3x10. Hurricane chopper, a baby. Guns got weed like shenanigans. Serving them clucks, no rooster. Throwing them bows like Luda. Chop back woods like timber. I mow the grass like a garden. I pass the grass like I farted. Handicap cribbing retarded. My shooter, he done, he retarded. Cold with the tummy like Martin. Break it down, pick it up, set it up, bring it back. Trapping in the Vaco, it's a buzz down. Got it in a whole name, she's a buzz down. We don't even serve here, we just buzz down. Got my shooters on the roof, gon' make them buzz down. Trap out the bag, it's a buzz down. Run through the grass like a touchdown. Play Jane, really no buzz down. Try to take my chain, I'm a buzz down. Buzz down, buzz down, buzz down, buzz down, buzz down. 30 rounds, 50 rounds, 100 rounds. Cut them down.